sheep night. New sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. In this program, we mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite the na'at of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the praise of the final messenger of Allah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We also recite the manaqib, the praise of awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is so much to learn from this program, whereas you also get the opportunity to listen your favorite na'ats. Further, we've got a segment, complete a couplet in this program, where I ask you to complete that couplet. The first line we give you, and the second one you complete. And inshallah, today we'll have that segment too. But before we proceed towards our program, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which should be the foremost intention of every believer before performing any permissible task or any good deed. And you're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will be with us from start till end. You will watch with focus, concentration, with adab and respect. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, to seek the knowledge of deen, right? To do the dhikr of Allah and His Habib alayhi salat wa tasneem, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, the more intentions you add, the higher the reward you can attain. You can easily multiply the amount of reward you will attain. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join this mahfil in math, this gathering of nasheed, this gathering to praise the best of the creation. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I've got brother Amir inshallah with me today. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Amir, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you very much for joining us. We listened beautiful naats from you, nasheeds from you, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, let's include the very first segment in our program, complete a couplet. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
New sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. So what is the second verse? What is the second line of this couplet? You have to complete very famous kalam of Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, and this is the couplet of that kalam, and I think many of you would already know what is that. Now we'll include one kalam inshallah azawajal, which is a kalam that mentions the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah azza wa jal. So let's include that in our program.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah Allah Nabi da naam liye Allah Nabi da Allah Nabi da naam liye Allah Nabi da Allah Nabi da naam liye Allah Nabi da
rahmat da darya ilahi har dam
نبی دا اللہ اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا کچھ نہیں میرے پلے اللہ کچھ نہیں میرے پلے جے میں ویکھا املا ولے کچھ نہیں میرے پلے اللہ کچھ نہیں میرے پلے جے میں ویکھا رحمت رب دی اللہ اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
کرتا
تھر تھر کمبن اونچیاں شان والے اللہ اونچیاں شان والے عدل کرتا تھر تھر کمبن اونچیاں شان والے شانہ والے فضل کرے تا بخشے جاول
فضل کرے تا
بخشے جاول میں وجہ کے موقع لے اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم بغدا تیرا اللہ ہر دم بغدا تیرا رحمت دا دریا الہی ہر دم بغدا تیرا اللہ ہر دم بغدا تیرا جے ایک قطرہ بخشے مینو جے ایک قطرہ بخشے مینو کم بن جاوے میرا
اس تھی چنگے یارو روتے اس تھی چنگے جس دل اندر عشق نہ رچیا کھوتے اس تھی چنگے یارو روتے اس تھی چنگے مالک دے در راکھی کر دے صابر پوکھے ننگے صابر پوکھے ننگے مالک دا در نہیں چھڑ جے پاو سو سو مارو جوتے سو سو مارو جوتے اٹھ بولے آ چل یار بنا لے اٹھ بولے آ چل یار بنا لے نہیں تے بازی لے گئے کھوتے
اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا اللہ نبی دا نام لئیے اللہ نبی دا
Respected viewers, this is Kalam, which talks about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the poet is saying, Ya Allah, the river of your mercy is flowing only one drop is needed by me. And that will suffice. That will be enough for me that if I get just one drop of the mercy from your court, O my Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. So many Islamic brothers, if only we get just one drop from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be honest with you, that will suffice us. And that's what we need to ask all the time. We should not have this mindset that I've got that many salahs, I've got that many fasts, I've got that much ibadah. We should not have any pride over our ibadah, our worship. We should always, always depend upon the mercy of our Lord Azza wa Jal. Rahmat of our Lord Azza wa Jal, which is immense. And that's what we should ask for. Because our ibadat, okay, we should never be dependent upon. And we should always, always ask for the mercy of our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. Because if He does adl, if He does justice, then many of those have got high status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also start trembling if the justice is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the mercy, if the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, then alhamdulillah, many, many, many grave sinners like me, they can also be forgiven. So we should always have this mindset that we need fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adil kareen ta thar thar kambad uchyaan shana wale. This is the similar concept which is mentioned here. Fazl kareen ta bakhshe jaawan main jahe mu kaal. And this is the beauty of this poetry, which talks about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the poet is saying that I am nothing, ya Allah, but I just depend on your fadl and your karam. The very beautiful analogy he brings here, the poet, he says, jis dil andar ishq naar chaya kutte us thi change. The heart which does not have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart or in her heart, then the dogs are better than those hearts. Because dogs, okay, here why this example is being given, because dog, this animal, is known for its honesty and the way it is sincere for the owner, Allahu Akbar. And this is what is known, okay, no matter what circumstances come, the dog, they remain sincere to their owners. They don't leave the doorsteps of their owners. They always remain loyal to their owners. This loyalty is something which is being discussed here. If we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are the devotees of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but if we do not possess the love for our Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jalla, if we do not possess the love of the beloved of Allah in our heart, then those dogs who are sincere to their master, to their owner, they are better than the hearts which does not possess that owner. The loyalty, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give us that we also have that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in our hearts. Because this is that thing which makes us ashraful makhlouqat. This is that thing which makes us even superior to the angels in certain extent. Why? Because subhanallah, this is the total submission to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even having nafs with us, but yet we sacrifice our carnal nafs, our desires, carnal self, and then we totally submit ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we have sincere love of Allah and His Habib alayhi salatu wa taslim. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin. Ameen. Inshallah azza wa jal, let me remind you, we have got a segment, complete a couplet. Let's see what is that for you. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahami. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahami. What is the second line, second verse? And today joins me brother Amir Attari. Beautiful Naat is in front of me. Probably you will recite the Persian Kalam, inshallah. Ji. I've got a beautiful Kalam in front of me, inshallah. We will also listen the translation and understanding what does it actually mean. But first listen this beautiful Kalam from brother Amir. Tanam Farsuda Ja Para Zehijra Ya Rasul.
سوزا جا پارا زہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم بج مردہ آوارا زعسیا یا رسول اللہ دلم بج مردہ آوارا زعسیا یا رسول اللہ یا رسول اللہ فدائے نقش نالت کنم جا یا رسول اللہ زنجیرے تو دل بستم زجام حب تو مستم بزنجیرے تو دل بستم نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخن دا یا رسول اللہ نمی گویم کے من ہستم سخن دا یا رسول اللہ ذکر دا خیش حیرانم سیا شد رو سیانم ذکر دا خیش حیرانم سیا شد روز سیانم پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ پشیمانم پشیمانم پشیمان یا رسول اللہ جو بازو شفاعت را کشائی بے گناہ گارا کشائی بے گناہ گارا مکل محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ مکل محروم جا میرا درا یا رسول اللہ تنم فرسودا جا پارا زہجرا یا رسول اللہ
Beautiful kalam, respected viewers, written by Jami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Tanam farsuda jam para ز هجران یا رسول الله دلم پشمرد آوارا ز عصیان یا رسول الله. What does it mean? Allah's messenger, my body has weakened and my soul has shattered due to separation. O Allah's messenger, due to my sins, my heart is numb and strained towards destruction. Allahu Akbar. Look at the love he shows in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. He talks about his separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firaq, hijr. And this separation, that's what he's talking about. And then further he says, چو سوی من گذر آری من مسکین ز ناداری فدای نقش نعلینت کنم جا یا رسول الله. Were you to pass by me, the poor one, the helpless, O Allah's messenger, I would sacrifice my life upon the print of your blessed sandals, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then further he talks, zijami hubb thawmastan bazanjire thadil bastan nami goyan ki man hastan subhanallah ya Rasulullah. I'm entranced by the drink of your love. My heart is chained to you, O Allah's messenger. I do not claim that I hold mastery to truly praise you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected viewers, this is again a humbleness, being down to earth. He shows this in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasneem. Inshallah azza wa jal, we've got a guest joining. Inshallah azza wa jal, you'll be also happy to know who is he inshallah soon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Ruzan bhai?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Very happy and pleased to see you, mashallah, joining in this program, Nasheed Night. And how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
How is life?
Mashallah. First time I joined your program, and beautiful program, as I heard the beautiful kalam of Imam Jami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Rambai, the poets, the Naat goes... Poets always want to write the Naat Sharif, and they, you know, have hope in their heart that may Rasul Pak Islam accept my kalam, or
my
this kalam will be accepted.
Yeah. Subhanallah.
But subhanallah, this is the kalam which is already accepted in the court of Rasul Pak Islam. May our life sacrifice for the, you know, kismat of Imam Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And such a beautiful personality, actually. He got some problem to enter in Madinah Pak, get enter in Madinah Munawwara. But subhanallah, what a way to make a request in the court of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. تنم فرزودا جا پارا زی ہجرا یا رسول اللہ دلم پز مرد آوارا زی عشیا یا رسول اللہ. One more beautiful thing, that subhanallah, he is not the saint and he is not of buzurg of our era. He is from last 100 years ago,
true,
hundreds of years ago,
true.
But subhanallah, in every couplet is saying ya Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah. It means it is the way of awliya ikram, it is the way of our pious saints, that they used to say ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah.
Beautiful.
And mashallah, you are explaining very well, very beautiful kalam, and it is actually very near to my heart also.
No doubt, it is wonderful.
And the special, you know, couplet of this kalam, which is the last couplet, that chubazuwe shafaat ra kushai bar gunahgara makum mahroom jamira dara ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, and the day of judgment, when you raise your hands, or when you open your hands towards your ummatis, like sin, our sinful ummatis, ya Rasulullah, do not forget jami on that,
Ameen,
that particular day, that difficult day. Subhanallah. And yes, we are also requesting in the court of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, that ya Rasulullah, chubazuwe shafaat ra kushai bar gunahgara makum mahroom jabira dara ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, please don't forget us on the day, that day, because that will be a very difficult day. But if Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam give us shafaat, and he take us towards Jannah, inshallah, with him, inshallah, we'll go with Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. And very beautiful story of Imam Jami rahmatullah. I hope you already described, maybe, that he get, you know, some difficulties to get enter in Madinah Munawwara, but how many times he tried to enter in Madinah Munawwara. And subhanallah, at every step he is stopped by the governors and the, you can say the people, authorities. But whenever he come back, he try again and again. And after that, he wrote one more beautiful kalam. Naseema janime batha guzar kun za ahwale Muhammad ra khabar kun. Hai hai hai. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the couplets of that kalam also touching. Is very, very heart touching, very touching. That, but I'm not able to go there. But oh beautiful air, when you visit Madinah Munawwara, please convey my salam to my Rasool Pak that I am far from you. And I'm crying to enter. Ya Rasulullah, you gave me chance so many times to see your beautiful city. But Ya Rasulullah, now it's difficult for me. Give me another chance. I want to come again. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the sake of Imam Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala, like, give us Ishqi Rasul like him, and also give us chance to visit Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam's beautiful city again and again. And this is actually, we can say, the soul of our Iman.
No doubt.
The essence of our Iman, that if anybody is watching us right now and he have no that much love to see Madinah Munawwara or want to go to the grave of Rasul Pak, Mazar of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, then he has to check his heart.
Allah.
That why I don't have this type of love and passion to go to Madinah Munawwara. Zamba, you also know the people that they've been in all around the world. Indeed. They have billions and billions of rupees with them. They are not, you even have you know, enthusiasm or
mindset.
Love to go to Madinah Munawwara. Yeah, mindset. Sometimes they feel burden on that why, even like nowadays we have to say that the Hajj is, you know, obligatory for all of us, which those I have, you know, ability or istita'at. So they have to go, because once in our lifetime we have to go for the Hajj. But millions of Muslims, they have, you know, we can say, the ability to go for Hajj.
I think they should cry over their fate that they are not being called. Kahan ki daulat, kahan ka mansab, qasam khuda ki ye hai haqeeqat, jinhein bulaya hai Mustafa ne, wohi Madine ko ja rahe hain. And that is the case here. The Jami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he is talking about the separation he is facing. That's how he is crying. He is pleading in the court of Mustafa Kareem Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, want to come. I'm separated. I'm far from you. Right? Dilam pashmur da'abara zi'isya ya Rasulullah. He talks about the sins. You see, this is why we go to Medina. We go to the court of Mustafa Kareem Alayhi Salatu Wasalam to ask shafaat, to get our sins purified. And then, subhanallah, this separation, because of the love you possess for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If some Ashik-e-Rasul, the devotee of the Prophet, if he does not possess this love in his heart, there was a Punjabi kalam before you came that was, Jis dil andar ishq na rachaya kutte us thi change, Malik de dar rakhi kar de sabir pukhe nange, Malik da dar nahi chhad de paave sau sau maro jutte, uth bulaya chal yaar manale nite bazi lege kutte. So if we don't possess the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts, then probably the dogs are better than those hearts, those that do not have that yearning to go to Medina, that love to see the beloved.
In Jummah sermon, that ala la imana limalla muhabbatala. Ala la imana limalla muhabbatala. Thrice, always we listen.
True.
But we should know the meaning of those words, that there is no iman if you don't have love of Rasulullah in your heart. And how much love we need, actually. We are all lovers. We are all devotees. If we have no love in our heart, we are not Muslim. But requirement of love, that how much we should love Rasulullah is that Nabi Pakalisat Islam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Means you, if anybody don't become kamil mu'min, perfect mu'min, till then, he not have love for me more than his parents, his children, and even everybody in the world. It means we should love Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam in first level more than anybody. Then we become perfect mu'min, kamil mu'min. So subhanallah, these type of programs actually for the increase of love with Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. We should connect ourselves with Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is actually a beautiful way to recite kalam of Naz Sharif, and we'll try to understand the beautiful kalams. And subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam you chose. Wherever we, even you know, we are not Farsi, we are not Persian. Okay. But look at the way, when we understand it, even we don't understand, we want to start crying, because these words are wrote by the person which have immense love of Nabi Paak in his heart, and he actually in pain, like Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala wrote a kalam in jail when he was in prison. And subhanAllah, that kalam, whenever we listen to that kalam, we, if I understand that kalam, we try to, you know, always starting crying. Innil tiyari hasaba yawman ila baladil haram. Balligh salami rawdatan fiha an-nabiyyul muhtaram. Subhanallah, he wrote the kalam in prison. And what he's saying, that Ya Rasulullah, I'm in jail. Please take and please, you know, help Zainul Abidin. Subhanallah, this is the way of our pious ancestors.
See, it is called dil se jo baat nikalti hai, asar rakhti hai.
Asar rakhti hai.
Par nahi quwwat-e parwaaz magar rakhti hai. Absolutely right. One more thing I would like to bring your attention towards, and I need a few of your points. One beautiful way of our pious decessors that has been, whenever they wrote the kalam, they would also give the dawah, the invitation towards righteousness. And we find this in the kalam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and many of our pious predecessors.
Yeah, so often.
Quite often. So here, Jami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is now saying, Zikar de khoish hairanam siyah shud ruze isyanam pashimanam pashimanam pashima ya Rasulullah. My misdeeds have left me dazed, and due to my sins, the days have darkened. I am regretful. I am remorsed, O Allah's Messenger. I am ashamed. And this is what is also one of the reasons we go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima, that when we wrong ourselves, when we do zulm upon ourselves, and then we have been asked, we have been directed to go to Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to request Rasulullah to ask forgiveness on our behalf in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how important this is when somebody visits Medina, and how should he do the hazri? MashaAllah, few words on this.
MashaAllah, actually it's a beautiful way of Allah Hazrat also, that mujrim bulaye aaye jaau ka hai gawa phir rad ho kab ye shaan kareemo ke dar ki hai. Actually these type of people are not sinful people, but it's, they actually humbleness. You know, it's, and also they want to give us the way. Jee. That how we speak in the court of Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi, how we think of, educate us, how we go in the court of Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi, and how we request that, yes, we are the sinful people, like Imam Jami saying, Pashema nam Pashema nam Pashema ya Rasulullah, I'm in shame. Actually, an-nadamu tawbah, shame is actually repentance. Sure. So first of all, we should take our shame for our sins. We take tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we ask Allah, please help us, and request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accept our tawbah. As Allah said, wahi rab hai jisne tujhko hamatan karam banaya, hame bheek maangne ko tera aasna bataya, tujhe hamd hai khudaya. Subhanallah.
Without listening and nod, we will not leave you, Aisab, and many viewers would be wishing to listen and nod from you. Probably Punjabi kalam of your choice, or the viewers, they want to listen, inshallah. It's something similar to the Hazri of Medina, inshallah. That'll be great if you leave.
Inshallah. ढंग भी नहीं मेरा रूप भी नहीं मेरा रंग भी नहीं मैनू यार मनाने दा ढंग भी नहीं मेरा इश्क भी रूमी वर्गा नहीं मेरी जामी वर्गी तोर नहीं पर मैनू शौक मदीने जावण दा मेरे दिल विच हसरत होर नहीं आका तेरी मर्जी ए साडा ते को जोर नहीं मेरा इश्क ये कहता है हौसला रख आका दा बुलावा आवेगा मेरा इश्क ये कहता hausla rakh aqa da bulawa aavega par ki kariye be sabri da par ki kariye be sabri da mere dil vichon janda chor nahi mainu shauk madine jaawan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi.
Beautiful kalam.
Jazakallah khair.
Beautifully recited. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much for your precious time.
Jazakallah.
Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, you were listening beautiful pearls from Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, a world-renowned scholar, presenter of Madani Channel. MashaAllah. In front of you, how beautiful Madani pearls we heard, we learnt the knowledge of Deen Islam, Alhamdulillah, and we increased the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in our hearts. We also heard beautiful kalam, which was again regarding Madinatul Nabi, going to Madinatul Nabi, having this wish and yearning to go to Madinatul Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. And again, we can only plea, we can only request, it is the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from where the permission is granted, from where the invitation is, it comes. And inshaAllah, we can always request to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is istighasa, it is plea in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, we want to come, we want to visit Medina. We want to come and ask for shafa'ah in your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please call us. Please call us. Mujhe dar pe phir bulana, madani madine wale, ishq bhi pilana, madani madine wale. Inshallah, we will now include our segment, which is the complete a couplet. Inshallah, that will be displayed on the screen, and you have to answer the second verse of this couplet. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Very world famous kalam, and this couplet is also a world famous couplet. Probably most of the viewers of Madani Chain, at least, who are attached with this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami, they must know this. Now let's include one more kalam. Brother Amir is here with us, inshallah, azawajal, and we'll also try to understand what does it actually mean. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Murade mil rahi hai shad shadun ka suwali ادا پیارے دلیلیں
You were listening a beautiful kalam of Shahinshah Sukhan Maulana Hassan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alay, the brother of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alay Rahmatur Rahman. What a great poet he was, especially in the Natiya poetry. Nasheed, subhanAllah, the way he wrote is exceptional. It's remarkable the way he writes, especially those they understand Urdu, they can understand the taste of this poetry, how beautifully he depicts the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how beautifully he joins the words. Subhanallah. He writes, Murade mil rahi hai, shad shad unka suwali hai. Murade mil rahi hai, shad shad unka suwali hai. Labon par iltija hai, haath mein rauza ki jali hai. Allahu Akbar. If it is possible, we also wish that if we go to Medina, okay, behold the holding the blessed golden grills of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's rauza aqdas. Right. And we have got iltija, we have got plea on our tongue, and we request shafa'at in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And whatever hajat needs we have got, we present in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, right, subhanallah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam distributes the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is qas. He distributes the blessings of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal. And then he writes, Murade mil rahi hai. Whatever we are asking, we are getting. Our wish is being completed, subhanallah, accomplished. Right? Whatever we are asking, that is being heard. We are being granted. We are being given. And shad, shad unka suwali hai. The beggar is very happy because he is getting what he is asking. Why would he not get? Because wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar. This is that court where no is not heard. Na kehna nahi aadat Rasulullah ki. No is not heard from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. No is not heard from the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And whoever comes, he is granted, he is given, subhanallah. And then further it is said, Bashar ho ya malak jo hai tere dar ka suwali hai, tere sarkar wala hai, tera darbar ali hai. This is that court, not only the humans, but even malak, malaika, the angels, they go and they present themselves, subhanallah. And they are also the beggars of the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Salam, Allah has right, 70,000 subhu hai, 70,000 sham. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 70,000 come in the morning, 70,000 come in the evening, at the blessed Rawza of Rasulullah salatu wasalam. This is, subhanallah, 70,000 angels, the one who comes once will not get chance again. Jo ek baar aaye, dobara na aayega. Rukhsat hi bargaah se bas iska. That's the only permission, right? Subhanallah. Aasi pade rahe to sala umr bhar ki hai. Masoomo ko hai umr mein bas ek baar baar. Aasi pade rahe to sala umr bhar ki hai. The angels who are innocent, subhanallah, they only have once the chance to come to present themselves in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. These shifts, they change. 70,000 come in the morning, 70,000 in the evening. And the one angel who comes once in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, then again he never gets that chance again. But sinners like us, we get the chance time and time again, and we go and we present ourselves in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the karam of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam upon the ummatis, upon the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They can come again and again. Sinners like us can go again and again, whereas the innocents, they have only once chance to present. From this also you learn that how important it is to go and present ourselves in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati." The one who visited my grave, my shafa'at became wajib for him. So that's what we should aim for. We should go and we should ask, "As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulullah." Ya Rasulullah, I need your intercession on the day of judgment. And then further, many Islami brothers, how beautiful couplets are there. Definitely time doesn't permit, we have to include other kalams. Inshallah, we will choose few more couplets from this kalam which was recited. Subhanallah. And nikala kab kisi ko bazme faize aam se tumne, nikala kab kisi ko bazme faize aam se tumne, nikali hai to aane walon ki hasrat nikali hai. The beauty of this couplet can only be understood in Urdu language, the way the words they have been used in different meanings, subhanallah. But the crux of the meaning of this couplet is that whoever has come to your court, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have granted him, you have given to him, you have not returned him empty-handed, Ya Rasulullah. Whoever has come, he took something and left from your court. That is the generous court of your Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. And then further he writes, Hasan ka dard dukh mauquf farma kar bahali do, tumhare haath mein duniya ki mauqufi bahali hai. Subhanallah. And then Hasan, he pleads in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may my issues, my problems, my worries are removed, they go to an end. Right, the end comes to my worries, my issues, my problems, Ya Rasulullah, right, subhanallah, because you are the one who has the authority to do this, and I need your help, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Mawlana Hasan Shahinshah Sohan. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, beautiful kalam he has written. May Allah give us tawfiq that we also recite such nasheeds, such naats of our pious predecessors and increase our love. This is the main sole purpose of this program. Then we mention the mada, the naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and we increase love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Inshallah, we'll display in the couplet, which is for you to complete a couplet. What is the couplet? Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. What is the second verse of this couplet? Let's go towards brother Amir and include one more kalam.
Amir dadola karam baithi zari, Amir dadola karam baithi zari. Yeah. مطائب میں جلدڑی گوا کے کدو آوے گی تیڑی سہنی سواری آمین ڈڈولا کرا بیٹھی زاری آمین ڈڈولا کرا بیٹھی زاری حکیمان طبیبان دے بس دی اگل نہیں حکیمان
wonderful kalam, subhanAllah, Punjabi kalam, which again talks about the hijr and firaq and separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the way a poet is missing Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, and this is what is being depicted, and he wants that he gets, subhanAllah, to Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. This is Saraiki kalam, which says, A medha dhola kara baithi zari me mukdi mukama tu jitya me hari. And this is Mali Islamic Buddhist, is something which is depicting in a sense that the poet is saying that I want you to come, O my beloved. The separation of the beloved, that is what is being discussed. And the poet is crying that if my beloved comes to me. So it could be depicted in a sense that in the dream, okay, this he can come and meet. And when you depict this poetry to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's love, then you say, oh ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam, I want to behold you, I want to see your vision, if you can come in my dream and I can do your ziyarat ya Rasulullah. And the poet, he says I am crying to behold you, to see you ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And ਫਾਇਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਲਿਖ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਚਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਹਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਾਈਆਂ ਕੋਈ ਦੇਸ ਤੇਢੇ ਤੂੰ ਖਬਰਾਂ ਨਾ ਆਈਆਂ ਨਾ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਠਿਕਾਣਾ ਕੋਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਆ ਮੈਂ ਢਾ ਢੋਲਾ ਕਰਾਂ ਬੈਠੀ ਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਕਰਾਇੰਗ ਵੇਟਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ ਯੂ ਓ ਮਾਈ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਂਟ ਯੂ ਮੈਨੀ ਲੈਟਰਸ ਬਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨੋਟ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਐਨੀ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸ ਆਫ ਦੋਜ਼ ਲੈਟਰਸ ਅਗੇਨ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਡਿਪਿਕਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਦ ਸੈਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਰਾਈਟ It is to go and visit Madinat al-Nabi zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Okay, and the devotee of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is wishing that if he could go or if he or she can behold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in the dream. So here this is further mentioned. Hakima tabiba de wasti e gal nahi meri marz da hor koi bhi hal nahi dikha de zara ke surat pyari aa main dha dhola karan baithi zari so the disease the illness I have got its treatment cannot be done by the doctors or the hukama but this the solution of my illness is Your vision, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I behold you, if I see you, I'll be all fine. Okay. And I'm crying, waiting to behold you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then further, it is mentioned, Kade jhok ujdi vasa medha dholan, karam karde medhe te a medha dholan, main ro ro ke bas ehi. ارضی گزاری آ میں ڈھا ڈھولا کراں بیٹھی زاری اینڈ اگین دس از دا ریکویسٹ ان دا کورٹ آف مصطفیٰ کریم علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام سنا ہے آپ ہر عاشق کے گھر تشریف لاتے ہیں یو کین سے ان اردو ان دس وے سنا ہے آپ ہر عاشق کے گھر تشریف لاتے ہیں میرے گھر میں بھی ہو جائے چراغاں یا رسول اللہ یا رسول اللہ وین یو ول کم دین ان شاء اللہ دے ول بی لائٹنگ ان مائی house I want to behold you I want to see you ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may this separation go to an end beautiful kalam subhanallah which was recited the saraiki kalam kalam hazrat khaja ghulam farid rahmatullahi taala alayh respected viewers you're watching Nasheed Night and in this beautiful program you listen hamd of Allah subhanahu wa taala you listen not nasheed of mustafa kareem alayhi salatu wassalam and You also listen the manaqib of Awliya Allah. Inshallah, now we will include one more kalam, inshallah, azawajal, in our program, which is Mujh khata kar sa insaan madine mein rahe, ban ke sarkar ka mehman madine mein rahe.
Mujh khata kar sa insaan madine Yeah.
This is respected viewers of Madani Channel. A similar concept what is being discussed is Mujh khata kar sa insaan Madine mein rahe ban ke sarkar ka mehman Madine mein rahe. When a person looks at his own condition, the way he has lived a life, right? And then this gives a mindset that what kind of person I am, and then what a sacred land I have been invited. And I am the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Okay, then you say, Mujh khata kar sa insaan Medine mein rahe, ban ke sarkar ka mehman Medine mein rahe. Isn't it a blessing of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam that sinner like me is a guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam living in Medina? Allahu Akbar. And then further, it is mentioned, unki shafkat ghame kaunain bhula deti hai. Unki shafkat ghame kaunain bhula deti hai. Jitne din aapka mehman Madine mein rahe. The love, the kindness, the compassion of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam makes one forget all the worries of the world for the time, the days that guest remains in Medina. He forgets all his worries and issues. Yes, those they have been to Medina, they can consent on this, they can agree to this, that yes, this is the case. When a person goes to Medina, he forgets all the worries of this dunya. Allahu Akbar. And he enjoys that moment of being as a guest of Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And it is mentioned, chhod aaya hoon dilo jaan ye kehkar aazam, aa raha hoon mera saman Medine mein rahe. The poet says, I've left my heart and my life, metaphorically, he says, I've left this in Medina, okay, by saying that I'm coming, let this luggage of mine remain in Medina because I'm coming back. Jano dil hosho khirad sab to Medine pahunche, tum nahi chalte raza, sara to saman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite us this year, this Ramadan, for Umrah. We go to Makkah al-Mukarrama, we pray, we do Umrah, and then we go to Madinat al-Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. May Allah call us this year to perform Hajj. We perform Hajj and then we go to Madinat al-Nabi Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima to present ourselves in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, to seek shafa'at of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all for today. Now we will see what is the second verse of that couplet. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. This was the prayer which was made by Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, founder of Dawat Islami. He made this prayer long ago, and this was accepted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this fame to Dawat Islami across the globe, the acceptance to Dawat Islami across the globe, in the sense that subhanallah, that everyone loves the works of Dawat Islami, supports the works of Dawat Islami, gets connected to Dawat Islami. And we can say, Allah ne karam aisa kiya tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat Islami teri dhoom machi hai. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheed night, Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining.